Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, May 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Thank You, Meghan Trainor Album. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve deep into the layers of stories embedded in each Wikipedia page. Today, we're going to talk about an album that made waves with its catchy tunes and bold lyrics, Thank You by Meghan Trainor. This is not just about the toe-tapping beats or chart-topping singles. It's about the journey of an artist's evolution and the reception that follows her transformation. Thank You is Meghan Trainor's second major studio album, released on May 6, 2016. It represents a notable shift from the 50s-inspired doo-wop style she was initially recognized for, especially from her breakout hit, All About That Bass. With this album, Trainor embraced a mixture of pop, R&B, and dance influences, establishing her versatility as an artist. The creation of Thank You was inspired by the commercial success and critical reception of her debut album, Tidal. Meghan intended to maintain the uplifting and positive vibe she is known for, while also showing her growth, both personally and artistically. Collaborating with producers like Ricky Reed, known for his work with Jason Derulo and Pitbull, Meghan broadened her musical landscape. Interesting, isn't it? To see an artist stepping both forward and sideways in a genre space to redefine their musical identity. Now let's talk about the kickoff to the album, the lead single, No. This track marked a sharp turn from her usual style and was influenced by late 90s and early 2000s pop and R&B. The melody and aggressive beats, along with its message of personal independence and strength, made No a feminist anthem that resonated with many. It escalated quickly on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 3. In discussing Thank You, how can we overlook the role of collaborations? The album features a duet with Meghan's mother, Kelly Trainor, on the track Mom. It's a lighthearted and cheerful tribute, something that personalizes the album for Meghan. Yet another interesting song is Friends, which underscores the importance of supportive relationships in times of success. Many listeners could definitely find nuggets of their own life reflections in these tracks. What do you think holds more significance in an artist's album? Personal tales or public anthems? Beyond the US, Thank You reached top 10 in other countries such as Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom, showing her reach and acceptance in the global music sphere. Critics generally viewed the album positively, noting Meghan's artistic growth. However, some criticized that, despite trying different styles, the album lacked the uniqueness and cohesiveness to make it stand out distinctly in the ocean of pop music. Listeners, here's a point to ponder. When your favorite artist tries out new styles, do you cheer them for their experimentation, or do you find yourself longing for their original sound? Reflecting back to Meghan's journey with this album, it pulls at an interesting thread about the expectations placed on artists after a supremely successful debut. The pressure to outdo oneself while also staying true to one's artistic inclinations and fanbase expectations, this balancing act is no easy feat. Meghan continued to move forward after Thank You, continuously shaping her music and image. This evolution mirrors a wider trend in the music industry, where artists are transitioning faster, influenced by digital media dynamics and varied audience preferences. This brings us to another contemplation. How has the digital age altered your music consumption habits and expectations from artists? In wrapping up today's episode, let's think about how Thank You not only stands as an album, but as a statement from Meghan Trainor about gratitude, growing up, and owning one's voice and space in a crowded industry. It challenges listeners to look beyond the radio hits and appreciate the deeper narrative an artist weaves through their work. As you go through your day, maybe give Thank You another listen, or perhaps explore some other artists who have taken bold steps to redefine their musical journeys. How does their evolution resonate with your own personal or professional transformations? Just something to muse over until our next episode. Thanks for tuning into Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating details behind a simple Wikipedia page. keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep enjoying the music that soundtracks your life's journey. Until next time, keep finding reasons to say thank you in your own way.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Thank You, Meghan Trainor Album. Thanks for listening. See you next time.